From the KEIA newsroom, I'm Justin Martin. The McKinney Avenue Contemporary is moving off of McKinney Avenue. We'll have more on that in a few minutes. We'll start tonight with the prison bus crash on an icy patch of West Texas Highway that killed at least 10 people. The inmates were being moved from Abilene to El Paso. Tom Michael of Marfa Public Radio is on the line from Midland near the crash site in Odessa. Tom, you were out at the scene. What did you see?
I was there this morning, and what I saw was one of the tractor trailer UPS train cars completely torn in half with boxes all over the road. I saw a white Texas Department of Correctional Facilities bus completely smashed. It had skidded off the overpass just west of the city of Odessa.
Do we have a sense yet of how this happened?
There's been icy weather. The officials said that they are not discounting weather conditions. Now, your listeners should know that Texas Department of Correctional Facility prisoners, minimum security, are transported handcuffed to each other, and they're not wearing seatbelts.
This sounds like a scene gone wrong from an action movie.
It certainly looked that way on the ground. There was one officer who told the Odessa American he hasn't seen anything like this in 32 years. Now, recall, Midland suffered a horrible train parade crash in 2012 that also claimed several lives.
Do we know anything yet about where the prisoners are from?
We don't know their names or where they're from. We just know that they were being transferred from an intake facility in Abilene all the way to El Paso. I spoke with a correctional facility officer who said that it was a weekly transport. As we know, 10 people are dead and 5 are currently in care at Medical Center Hospital in Odessa.
Tom Michael of Marfa Public Radio, thanks for the time.
Thank you.
In Austin, day two of the Texas legislative session was relatively quiet. Tomorrow, Governor Rick Perry takes center stage as he gives his farewell address. We've been previewing some of the issues on the legislative agenda. One issue lawmakers will face, prison health care. The Texas prison population is getting older, and that means more treatment for diseases like hypertension, diabetes, and hepatitis C. Terry Langford reports on criminal justice for our news partners at the Texas Tribune. She says dialysis treatments for Texas inmates are costing taxpayers more than $1 million a year.
We'll probably be on the lookout for health care costs, how to curb it in the prisons. Older inmates are costing a lot of money for the state, and that's been something that the last sessions have been looking at. One item is geriatric parole. Another is how do we deal with the number of Hep C prisoners. There is a new treatment that costs $1,000 a pill, but do we want to spend that on prisoners? That's something that's been talked about this last year. Or does the state wait until there's cheaper treatment available? There's a lot of end-stage renal failure also with older inmates. A lot of inmates come in, they're getting health care for the very first time and getting treated. You're getting older inmates who come with a lot more problems.
That was Terry Langford with the Texas Tribune. Research shows poverty can change kids' brains. Today's guest on Think was Jacqueline Gamineau of the Center for Brain Health at UT Dallas. She told Chris Boyd there are ways to reverse the effects of poverty by intervening during a child's middle school years.
The way that we do it is we train them using very interactive methods. So we are always involving them. We're asking them why. We're asking them to be creative. We also encourage them by letting them know that there's more than one right answer. Often in school, there's only one answer the teacher's looking for, and who wants to go out on a limb and put themselves out there if they aren't sure they have the right answer? So it actually frees the student's brain up. It frees them up to be more engaged in the learning process.
I feel like there's more than one right answer should be nailed to the door of every classroom in America. And are students surprised to hear you say that?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And teachers sometimes are surprised as well. But when they think about it, there are many ways to solve even a mathematical problem, for example, many ways to go about it. And if a child feels that they are free to do that and free to make those decisions, then they gain confidence immediately.
Think re-airs tonight at 9, or listen to the podcast at kera.org/think. The McKinney Avenue Contemporary Arts Center in uptown Dallas is leaving the neighborhood. Last fall, co-founder Claude Albritton III announced that the MAC would move to the Cedars area south of downtown. Albritton gave KERA's Jerome Weeks a tour inside what he hopes will become an arts village off South Irvay Street.
A cold morning with wind blowing dead leaves around. We're inside a gated compound, 2 acres of buildings that were a Franklin automobile showroom built in 1914. Claude Albritton heads past old metal warehouses to a tight cluster of two-story red brick buildings.
And this one's got such a terrific upstairs.
Albritton punches in the code for the giant old garage door.
Voila. Open sesame.
Eventually, this whole complex became a Ford dealership, selling cars and tractors. This one room is scattered with tools, shelves, and sawhorses, but it's big, more than 3,000 square feet.
This we may carve out for a gallery, using these old doors as windows out to the garden area.
Garden area lies between the brick buildings and the metal warehouses. The general idea is to create something of an arts village. There'll be parking, an open garden, and the biggest metal warehouse with more than 4,000 square feet. That could be a theater.
And then watch your head here. So in the old days, the tractors, they'd go up this wonderful ramp up to this even more wonderful space up here.
The huge wooden room is like a church. It's impractical for a theater because of support poles, but Albritton says he's open to suggestions. In fact, next door there's 7,000 square feet, possibly for offices, and there's yet another building that could include Albritton's dream of a permanent space for photography. But why move here at all? In Uptown, the Mac is the envy of most arts venues. The area is filled with shops and bars, neighborhood folks walking dogs, neighborhood folks eating at restaurants, and neighborhood folks generally not coming to the Mac. Tina Parker is co-artistic director of Kitchen Dog Theater. The Mac has been its home for 20 years.
You would think in a neighborhood filled with apartments that, oh, this would be like shooting fish in a barrel, that you would just have audience from this neighborhood, but it's not easy.
Albritton says the majority of the Mac audience drives in from outside Uptown. When the Mac opened, much of booming Uptown didn't exist. Now, with the property taxes high, the current Mac facility will be looking for firms to lease it that can pay those taxes. In contrast, the Cedars remains pretty rough and underdeveloped, but Albritton thinks it's got promise.
I think that this neighborhood is going to be far more generous to the arts. I think that this is going to be a lot more fun.
He points to the new Alamo Drafthouse Cinema going up about 10 blocks away. There's also Southside on Lamar and the many artists who've scouted the Cedars for years for cheap studio space and galleries. But the question is whether Kitchen Dog will move here once its time runs out at the Mac later this year. Tina Parker says her board will be addressing that soon.
We're going to have a big sit-down, look at all the details, look at all the possibilities, not only of the Cedars, but also some other spaces that we've looked at, and see what's the best fit.
Parker says the Cedar has its attractions, but even if that's the choice, as manager, Albritton will be developing the complex in phases over several years. It probably won't be ready for the theater's next season. Parker remains confident, though. Kitchen Dog, she says, has handled that situation before.
There might be some interim time where we have to get back to our roots and, you know, put our season together in different venues.
So for a while, it could be old dog, old tricks. Jerome Weeks, KERA News.
You can get a glimpse of the Mac's future home at artandseek.org. For the evening, it should be cloudy with a low around 31. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high near 42. And tomorrow night, much of the same. Mostly cloudy with a low about 31. It's currently 40 degrees in Dallas and Fort Worth, 41 in Tyler, and 37 in Wichita Falls. You can like KERA News on Facebook or follow us on Twitter. From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Justin Martin.